The lack of moisture is stressing nearly every winter wheat field across South Dakota, with the latest USDA crop report revealing 33% of the crop in poor to very poor condition. 66% is fair to good, and 1% of South Dakota's winter wheat is in the excellent category. SDSU Extension Agronomy Field Specialist Clarence Winter reports, a stunted yellowing wheat field is likely suffering from drought stress.
Number two, it could be mosaic virus. Number three, it could be soil blown particles that are destroying the tissue. Or four, it could be a fertility problem.
Winter believes the central region of South Dakota has the best winter wheat as a whole, and that area will be the focus of upcoming winter wheat crop tours next Wednesday, June 9th, near Hayes, beginning at 9 a.m. Mountain, followed by a 12 noon tour north of Wall. Winter will join Sunish Sehgal, South Dakota winter wheat breeder, in discussing variety differences of wheat in the performance plots.
How has it competed the last couple of years? What's its disease pedigree? What's its protein? How does it compete amongst the CPT trial? What's its history?
During the field tours, agronomists will also discuss wheat streak mosaic virus and the conditions last fall which are contributing to the disease this summer. Winter reports a spring wheat tour will be held in late June, which will cover the same format, including crop conditions and the strengths of various spring varieties.
The spring wheat has still got a chance, and you know the oats have still got a chance, and some of those kind of things, they look good, but they're going to need a shot of rain too.
Visit the events page at extension.sdstate.edu for wheat tour directions. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.